Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I am joined today by Jesse Wheeler from MUFG's Washington, D.C. Representative Office. It's Tuesday, July 28th, 2020. Welcome back, Jesse.
Yeah, good to be back. Thanks, John.
Good to have you. If I recall correctly, we had you on the podcast to discuss Phase 4 stimulus shortly before the House passed the HEROES Act all the way back in May. So very many things have changed since then. Given the introduction of the Senate Republican Phase 4 stimulus bill earlier this week, it appears the debate over a Phase 4 fiscal stimulus package has finally heated up. Can you give us a quick overview of the current status of negotiation and each party's position on the key issues?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, as you said, John, the debate over the next round of stimulus is really going to intensify over the coming days or, you know, weeks, really. The Republicans unveiled their much anticipated $1 trillion package dubbed the HEALS Act on Monday after some pretty heated internal discussions that held it up last week. So now, finally, the stage is set for negotiations with Democrats to begin. However, the $1 trillion Republicans are proposing is still, you know, obviously miles apart from what Democrats proposed in their $3 trillion HEROES package back in May, the one we discussed last time. But those proposals remain and are more or less the Democratic positions held today. So formal negotiations kicked off right away with Democratic leadership meeting with the Treasury Secretary Mnuchin on Monday evening, immediately after the release of the proposals. However, already the two sides kind of emerged from that meeting giving some pretty mixed signals. So while the White House deemed the talks productive, Pelosi described the Republicans' initial offer as, quote, inadequate. So what's in this Republican bill? The HEALS Act is an acronym, of course, as is the standard here in Washington, D.C., and it stands for Health, Economic Assistance, Liability Protections, and Schools, and that's pretty much what's in there. There's another $1,200 stimulus check. The big Republican demand, liability protections for businesses, is in there, as is another $100 billion for schools, largely contingent on reopening them. And it also includes more funding for the Paycheck Protection Program, the Small Business Support Program. But it would, however, cut expanded federal unemployment benefits pretty significantly. It's also noteworthy that the Senate Republican proposal left out a number of President Trump's priorities, including the demand for a payroll tax cut. So how does this differ from what the Democrats proposed? I mean, the first part is obvious. The Republican bill is more than $2 trillion less in total spending than what Democrats proposed and want. It critically does not include state and local financial support. Back in May, the Democrats included about $1 trillion in local aid in the HEROES Act, and you know, bringing that back into the fold would add significantly to the overall Phase 4 price tag. The Democrats' bill also includes a long list of proposals that were left out, including support and hazard pay for essential workers, and also some protections for renters and homeowners. The Democrats have also strongly voiced their opposition to liability protections.
Thank you. So of all these opposing positions, what do you see as the biggest hurdles and challenges to passage of the ultimate legislation at this point?
Yeah, it's tough because there's certainly a lot of contentious issues. But if you had to pull out just one issue that has the potential to bring negotiations to a halt, you know, even before they really get going, I would say it has to be the debate on expanded unemployment benefits, and probably with the dispute over these liability protections for businesses taking a very close second. So on unemployment, basically, Democrats want to continue benefits that were included in the CARES Act, These were the $600 per week of federal assistance that comes on top of state benefits. In the U.S., state benefits are generally pretty stingy. So they replace about 45% of a worker's wages on average. On the other hand, Republicans are proposing to reduce this added benefit to $200 per week and eventually phase that out with a system that would provide 70% of lost wages. And their key point here is that they're arguing that the expanded benefits in the CARES Act that often exceed the workers' previous pay have prevented workers from returning to jobs and kind of prevented this economic reopening. But on this issue overall, Republicans remain pretty divided, still even after this McConnell proposal. The more conservative members of the party, including well-known figures like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, are largely opposed to doing anything further. And this places them at odds with party leadership and Mitch McConnell, who likely believed that extending benefits and boosting the U.S. economy as much as possible before the November elections really boost the Republican Party's chances in those elections. And again, on the other hand, Democrats have been very quick to criticize these Republican proposals, calling the reduction from $600 to $200, that $200 figure way too low. And they make the argument that the already overwhelmed state unemployment offices, which have been notoriously struggled with allocating benefits in recent months, that they would really struggle to switch over to a whole new system in just a few months' time. And also, in addition, Democrats are also criticizing some changes in the GOP bill, which they say would shut out some of the added beneficiaries. There was a pandemic unemployment assistance program also in the CARES Act that expanded unemployment benefits to freelancers and other kind of gig economy members that were left out of traditional UI programs. Currently, there's around 13 million of those that are signed on for those expanded benefit programs, with a total of near 30 million Americans receiving unemployment benefits right now. So, economists, the damage could be potential there. So economists estimate that the average cut to recipients from shifting down from that $600 could be around $400 a week, which would have the potential to weigh pretty heavily on consumer spending and retail sales in the overall U.S. economic recovery.
Wow. Certainly seems like there's quite a bit of uncertainty and obviously a lack of consensus. How do you see things playing out?
To be honest, it remains pretty unclear. Republicans and Democrats are, very far apart. So the prospects for, a bipartisan breakthrough remain far from certain. It could take weeks for a deal to shape up. However, there certainly is a lot of pressure to get something done. The worsening public health crisis is beginning to take its toll on the U.S. economy. As states roll back their reopening plans and put more restrictions on businesses and travel. I think probably the most obvious area where Republicans and Democrats could make up some major ground pretty quickly is on the state and local support. So over the last couple of weeks, some bipartisan legislation has been introduced in Congress that would provide $500 billion in aid. And it already has some pretty solid Republican support, especially from, members from some of those states that are getting hit pretty hard by the COVID resurgence right now. To be honest, the exclusion of state and local support from the Republican proposal was, pretty surprising for many in the first place. And Republican leadership is likely attempting to leverage it to garner Democratic support for, the business liability protections and some of their other priorities, which will likely be included, but potentially watered down from their current proposal. On the other hand, Democrats likely have a bit more leverage generally than Republicans overall. owing to that rift within the Republican caucus on the unemployment benefits and some other issues, and also the fact that, you know, looking to the November election, Republicans are not faring well in recent polling, especially like how the public views the coronavirus response. So, you know, getting the economy on a more solid footing before November will be critical for Republicans there. That said, you can't stress enough how far the two sides really remain apart on some of these issues like unemployment and liability protections and some other issues. And it's really unclear how they will, you know, bridge that gap and find middle ground. Also, I would note that like an interim or kind of more narrow bill like the White House has proposed seems very unlikely. It's been rejected by Democrats and not yet embraced by McConnell. So ultimately, a major package is likely to take shape. You know, it's very likely to get well over, you know, or, you know, $1.5 trillion as adding more spending to this kind of Republican starting position in the negotiation is, you know, the apparent way forward. You know, but it seems like we're really set for some intense negotiations over the next couple of weeks.
That's great analysis, Jesse. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.